It's Monday, April 6, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. New data from Tech Isle and IDC, and an interview in Channel Pro gives insights into private equity's view of the market. This is the Business of Tech. Anurag from Tech Isle sent over their latest COVID-19 impact on channel partners data. And by the way, thank you for that. And there's data backing up some of my own statements about what technology services companies are looking for. Topping the list of business concerns right now, quote, business survival in the short term and improving cost efficiencies in the medium term. Both are manifestations of cash flow constraints and demand shock. Also in the data, there's a drop in revenue expectations, although some optimism in the community that revenue may still increase from last year, but at a much lower rate. That said, 37% are expecting revenue to decrease or be flat in 2020. While we're in the data, IDC has put out a negative forecast for IT products and services for this year, anticipating a decline of at least 2.7%. Previous predictions had growth. Personal computers and tablets are predicted down 8.8%, software down 1.7%, and IT services down 2%. Good news, 2020 is predicted to increase 4.9%. Links to both sets of data are in the show notes. So why do we care? I don't know. I'm more pessimistic on revenue for the year than it seems many are based on this. While it's not data, the conversations I'm having with providers are uneasy. It's safer in my mind to plan for the worst. It's embedded in that cash flow constraints comment. If cash is king, conserve it and assume the decline. I appreciate the optimism, but optimism doesn't pay the bills and keep the business open. Here's another insight. In the immediate top priorities at number one was increasing engagement with vendor partners to help weather the crisis. This was the topic of my editorial video and podcast on Saturday, so if you missed it, you may want to catch that. It's striking to me that the real leaders are the long-standing players who've traditionally been undervalued, such as distribution like Ingram Micro or large manufacturers like HP, Microsoft, and Lenovo. Smaller, newer, so-called MSP-focused companies have either been playing it safe or, as I said in the weekend, lost their minds. Jim Lippe, General Manager and Senior Vice President for Partner Development at Kaseya, was recently interviewed by Rich Freeman as a follow-up to an appearance on Rich's weekly podcast, where Jim made the prediction that regional and national MSPs, with active assistance from private equity investors, were positioned to begin leveraging their deep pockets and economies of scale to crowd smaller firms out of the market. In a follow-up interview last week, Lippe was quoted saying, quote, the dynamic is going to shift from 3, 4, 5 years that we're talking about to 1 to 3 years. He additionally said, I've been talking to several private equity firms that are involved in MSP rollups at this point, and they see this as a huge opportunity, he says. They see this as a big buying opportunity to get some high-quality businesses at a lower valuation than we saw even 2, 3, 4 months ago. Why do we care? Jim said something that's worth noting and interpreting. He has spoken with several private equity firms who are planning to scoop up service providers who are struggling at much lower valuations. Hear that again. As this time of struggle goes on, private equity is circling like vultures to buy businesses when they are down in value, and the business owner will sell for that lower valuation, likely because of those same struggles and concern the business will go under. You wouldn't sell if you think you can pull it out. Buy low, sell high, right? Private equity isn't in this space because they're helping. They're in this space looking for deals to make money. They are not in it to help you. Remember that. This isn't good for Kaseya either, mind you. Think about it. Those larger national and regional MSPs are likely buying licenses in larger quantities and thus getting a higher volume discount, which cuts into Kaseya's revenue and margin. It's why their announcement of moving their own money to help providers is leadership. It's sacrificing their own short-term profit and the appearance to investors for long-term health of their customers. I hope you told those vultures to buzz off, Jim. They're not helping anyone but themselves. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you're really liking the content, you can support us directly by signing up at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Anybody who signs up during our launch offer will get a private video question answered as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there on Patreon to get additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and continue to support the production of The Business of Tech. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.